So it's 6 p.m., February the 22nd, 2018. This is the Animal Center Advisory Board meeting. I'll do a roll call, please. Mike Akard?
Here.
Archie Archer?
Yo.
Rick Carver? Here. Dodd Crowe?
Here.
Carl Cola?
Here.
Kenneth Melton?
Here.
And absent is Chris Protzman and Angie Holly. So we have a quorum.
Has Angie ever been here?
She's been here a couple of times.
Has she?
Yeah. So, do I have a motion to set the agenda?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
There's no public for items on the agenda for input, so we'll move on to the approval of the minutes. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Do I have a second, Archie? Next is old business. Seeing no old business, we'll move to new business. First is a report from the animal shelter. So Jim, if you want to take over.
One thing, forgot about it until late, so it's not in the packet. As far as adoptions and things are going on here, for the last quarter of 2017, we ran about, for cats, 89% adoption rate, and for dogs, a 94% adoption rate. So far, it was the first couple of months of this year, we're tracking really close to that as well. The cats, we did take a little bit of a hit as far as our euthanasia numbers were up a little bit more. We had really bad kitten season, so we had quite a few that ended up developing the respiratory issues. But I think what is helping us now is our barn cat program and the fact that Kimmy Goodson, she's out of Loudoun County, she runs a rescue. So a lot of our cats have been here a while. She's been taking and adopting out through her rescue. You know, and she's here usually once a week, once every other week, taking a few cats at a time to get them out. Financially, we are currently running it, as of yesterday, almost a $2,100 surplus. We could have spent $310,708. We actually, money out was $277,713 with $12,300 that's still encumbered. So we're tracking well with that. A couple areas that we're going to be tweaking for the budget for next year is our medical expenses because of that change that we discussed the last time with the our procedures with intake, with getting everybody vaccinated before they come in the door, whether we figure they're going to be adopted or reclaimed or not. That's, you know, causing an increase enough for us for to cover those vaccinations. As far as what we are working on here and what the things that have happened since the last meeting, right now the pressing issue is getting the budget worksheet turned in tomorrow. We've been dealing with an animal abuse case. From the side of that, the preliminary hearing is tomorrow morning. Not sure how that's going to go yet, but we'll see. We brought in, she was charged with 21 felony counts. We had 9 animals that came in here to the animal center. Of those nine, two have been returned to the original owner. One was returned to the Sevier County Humane Society, which originally adopted that dog out to Miss Robertson. We've had one other that was adopted, one that is looking at probably going to be going on transport soon. The other dogs are still in foster care, trying to get them up to a healthy weight, get them into good condition before Doc would release them for adoption. And two of them who are in good physical shape, we were talking to Dr. Albright at University of Tennessee. She's a behavioralist, to come in and do an evaluation on them. They're showing some signs of possible, they're showing behavior issues, but they think it's associated with what they were going through. The one, it's having nightmares at night, and then when it gets up, when it wakes up, then it's gonna bite whoever is close to it. So they're looking at trying to see if there's something we can do to help those dogs out.
What we passed, the laws, the stuff that we passed last year, year before last, has that been beneficial in helping us in this case?
The new ordinance really hasn't, because it was just so horrendous what she, you know, some of these dogs that we have, of the 29, only nine animals survived, or of the 21, only nine animals survived. And one of them, one of the pictures that Kelly with the SPCA took, the dog was actually trying to get out of its kennel. Its jaws were locked, trying to chew its way out of the kennel. You know, and they were with some of them, yeah, she said she left 2 weeks prior. Some of them were in, you know, various stages of decay. They were there for months that they were dead in that house.
Well, let's hope she goes to jail for a very long time.
Yes, if we can get the felony convictions to stick, she's looking at possibly 41 years in prison.
That'd be wonderful.
The problem they're running into, she did go for a psych evaluation with the state animal abuse laws.
Is this a judge or a jury hearing the case?
Tomorrow it's just the judge, because to this point she has not entered a plea.
Has she had the eval yet?
I'm assuming so, because she asked for it at the previous court appearance. And the judge granted her that, but with the stipulation that she has to pay for it. You know, the county wasn't going to be paying for it.
Sounds like a defense move.
She's 43.
She's got to be mental.
And, you know, and that's the hard part. That's really, it has the whole case up in the air. In order to get a felony conviction, you have to prove in willful intent. If they go for a mental plea, that really puts
that in question.
I don't
think that'll play well with the jury in Blount County. It'll be interesting to see, but good luck. Anybody can claim their mental.
Yes.
That's the first line of defense when you do something horrendous. So we'll see. Well, I don't think a Blount County jury will be that sympathetic.
So yeah, we're all keeping our fingers crossed on this one. You know, the good part is that she did surrender the animals to us. She surrendered all ownership, all rights to them. But hopefully she gets jail time, and at least, you know, that stipulation where she can never own another animal. But she was posing as a rescue. You know, they fell on hard times, they couldn't keep their dog.
She no doubt took some money from them for the service.
Couple other things, you know, some of the maintenance projects that are ongoing here over by our volunteer parking lot. We had an area where it was washing out and creating a safety issue, hazard for cars, with a pretty big rut going straight across the driveway. We put a drain in there So far, it seems to be doing, holding up really well with all this rain we've had. We haven't seen any more of a runoff. And then the other thing for safety out there, we're going to install two solar-powered floodlights to light that area, especially during the winter months as volunteers are leaving at the end of the day when it's already dark. And then the next thing, before Charlie left, he built that shade structure over the one outside pen for the small dogs. We have the materials. We're going to be putting a second one over the puppy pen. That way it helps during the summer months with the heat. And then the other thing on here, we've had issues with the dishwasher. The pump, the seal on the pump went, we got that replaced, then another seal went. So it's getting to that point, you know, as we're fixing one thing, another thing is breaking, but we're trying to stay one step ahead of that. Since the last meeting, our new animal control officer was hired and started. His first day was January 9th. He doesn't have animal control experience, but he does have experience. He was with the county for 2 years prior to working over at the jail. And so far, yeah, he's doing well in the position. He's was born and raised here. You know, he's got the people skills to handle it. Some of the cases that he's been on, he's actually been able to go down to the jail, talk to people, surrender their, you know, the animals before, you know, we ran into issues with that.
What's his name?
Andrew Hedrick.
Yeah, I didn't know.
And then the last thing for we're working on getting an animal control contract signed with the city of Friendsville. Currently, we do not have a contract with the city. We just go in, animal control goes in for bites, extreme aggression, or an injured animal. The last page of this has the cost analysis that we put together for Friendsville. Taking into account the size of Friendsville, city of Friendsville versus the current contract we have with Louisville, we're guesstimating maybe about 100 calls per year for the city, and we have the rundown with the labor for the animal control officers, the vetting required when the animals come in here. It worked out to be approximately about $40 per call.
I ran into the mayor of Louisville, and the only reason that hadn't been approved yet, they haven't had a meeting yet. Mm-hmm. So as soon as they meet, commissioners will approve it. He didn't want to sign it. He could, since it was under $10,000, but he wanted to run it by his commission. So as soon as they have a meeting, that'll be approved.
Yeah, and that's where we were kind of at, because we didn't propose it to the commission yet, because we were waiting for them. We didn't want to jump ahead of the game.
And last night we were talking about possibly asking one who, if they had somebody that wanted to represent the community, to be on the committee here, to bring them on. So. You good? So next is the update on the flagpole for Steve. I do have a picture of the plaque, and I'll pass it around here. Does that make it okay where you can see it?
Yeah.
It's kind of hazy. But Chris asked me just to give an update. So we have the plaque. They're working with Maryville Monument to get the stone and modify it to where they can mount the plaque on there. Once we get that done, then we'll work with the highway department. We've got the flagpole already at the in storage at the highway department. they'll bring it over here and do the install for the electrical, dig in the ground. It's just a PVC pipe that goes into the ground and it's secured, and then you drop the pole down into it. But then the light's flat, exposing or shining on the flag and all that, and get it. And that'll be, as of right now, as we come in the front of the gate, it'll be on the left-hand side in that corner. That's what is proposed. It probably has some sitting areas. So I know it's kind of shiny, but it's got plastic on it and all that.
Looks good to me.
Yeah. You've already seen it. So they're hoping that maybe we can have it all done and installed by Steve's birthday in May. So that's kind of like the goal of to have it completed if everything falls into place. So
you good?
Okay.
Did you say how big of a flagpole it is?
I believe it's 26 foot long or 20 foot tall. So I think 2 feet goes into the ground, so probably about 24 feet. So let me get back to my Adobe. Next is other business, and this is kind of going towards Dodd, and I gave you the card. So I wanted to, I'd asked Dodd about this, if he'd want to get the students involved with the Smoky Mountain Animal Care Foundation to have some interaction involving the county students with the Animal Center. And so I gave him Kristen Cummings' business card. She's with Off Leash Canine, but training and marketing director, and she does the marketing for the SMECAF, or Smoky Mountain Animal Care Foundation. So just a lead for you to have an opportunity to introduce yourself or to her and see what we can do to get some of the county students involved. And in saying that too, there's another thing that we were talking about. The county has, someone's donated to put a pavilion out in the middle of the field, the walking field. And so we've got the plans drawn. It's getting someone to build it. And I know that the county high school students have some construction programs. And I didn't know if maybe that was an opportunity for them to want to be involved in maybe building the pavilion out there to see if it's something that they might want to do. And that would be an involvement and get them in with the animal shelter now. So. And that's all that we have on that. The only thing left now is input that's not on the agenda, but anyone? Okay, so then the next meeting will be in May 24th, 6 p.m. Is that agreeable to everybody?
Sure.
Okay, with that, do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Okay.
All right. That's it. Thank you all very much.
Sure.